Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Very good, thank you. Lockdown Friday for you.
Yes.
Worst day of the week.
Yeah, well, it's all right, actually.
You want me to send you some potatoes?
I couldn't find any potatoes yesterday.
Do you want me to send some over?
No, I've got one or two left, but I was going to make some mash tonight with lamb shanks, and I'm a bit short of potatoes.
Oh, that sounds very nice, isn't it? Nice romantic evening in, very pleasant.
Yeah, couple of glasses of plonk, you know, that kind of thing.
Lovely, before they ban alcohol sales, get it in the door.
I don't think that's going to happen somehow. you can't
South
buy...
Africa they did, didn't they?
Yeah, Now, you can't buy alcohol after 8 o'clock at night, though.
Okay. Well, it's past your bedtime anyway.
It is.
Okay.
It is. Not other weekends, but pretty much, yes. Okay, a bit of respite on the markets yesterday. Wall Street closed up, but London really struggling still, isn't it?
Yeah, US stocks bouncing back yesterday after suffering their biggest rout in 4 months on Wednesday. Investors encouraged a little bit by better than expected growth figures, promises of a very large package of stimulus if President Trump wins the election, if is probably the big word there. Third quarter earnings season providing some support. US economy roared back into life in the third quarter. Record expansion 33.1% as the economy reopened. Stimulus drove spending. And there were sizable gains in exports. Private consumption was up 41%. Business investment was up 20%. However, should note the US economy is still 3.5% below its pre-pandemic level. S&P 500 was up 1.2%. NASDAQ was up 1.6%. Looking at a slightly mixed start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling a FTSE up 13 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 10 points. CAC 40 in Paris down 5 points.
Well, if anyone's had a good time, it's the tech companies, isn't it?
Yeah, they certainly have mixed results, has to be said. Some winners and losers. Lots of companies reporting yesterday, so let's go through them. Apple shares down 4% in after-hours trading, despite its revenue and profit beating Wall Street estimates thanks to booming Mac and AirPod sales. But iPhone sales fell short of expectations as production delays held back sales of its new iPhone 12, particularly, of course, in the important market of China. Apple has been able to offset some of those volatile iPhone sales in recent years with steady growth in its services segment, which includes the likes of streaming, music, TV, and, of course, cloud. Services revenue is up 16.3%. Apple says they've got 585 million paying subscribers across its platform. It said working from home trend results in Apple posting double-digit revenue increases in every non-iPhone category. It said Mac had its best ever quarter. Actually, I bought a Mac during the course of the quarter, so helping Apple nicely there. In terms of Alphabet, pairing the course of Google, delivered strong results in the third quarter to return to sales growth. Businesses resumed advertising as economies reopened. Strong revenue growth in search and its YouTube operations. Actually, YouTube year-on-year sales growth was 32% as brands began to ramp up spending once again. They also saw an increase in political ad spending ahead of the US presidential election. Profit was $11.2 billion, well ahead of market expectations. Market was looking for $7.7 billion. One area of concern, and you see this across the tech sector, is rising costs. They said costs were up 12% from a year ago. Amazon, monster set of numbers from them. Absolutely incredible. Record sales and profits, benefiting, of course, from that rise in online shopping. Sales were up 37%. $96.2 billion. That results in a profit of $6.3 billion, three times the profit from a year ago. But again, rising costs took some of the shine off those results. The big loser of the night was certainly Twitter. Shares down 13%. They added fewer users and said expenses will accelerate in the coming quarter.
You bought a Mac?
I bought a Mac.
What,
yes.
A Burberry?
No, not a Burberry. And I do they call them iMac? So
is that for your evening constitutional at the local park?
I know we're allowed to exercise locally, but I don't think, you know, that's on the cards at this point.
Okay, and is little Henry looking forward to Halloween? Are you going to be trick-or-treating with him tomorrow?
So we went out last night, actually, at the Royal Automobile Club. They had the sort of Halloween trail, which was very pleasant, rather spooky, actually. But I don't think going door-to-door in the current environment, or in any environment, is likely to be on the cards. But he got a few sweets yesterday that he was pleased with.
Are they being rationed by Mrs. Potts?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
I hope there's plenty of hand sanitizer around because you don't know where they've been, really, do you?
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, and the love affair, will they, won't they, will they, won't they? It's will they at the moment. LVMH is going to buy Tiffany after all.
It looks that way. As the global economy, of course, went into lockdown, luxury goods group LVMH said it would jilt its jeweller Tiffany, prospective bride, at the altar. However, they've looks like the marriage is back on again after the two sides agreed to end a bitter dispute with a cut price offer. LVMH now paying $131.50 a share. That's down from $135 a share, the original price. Still is the largest takeover in the luxury goods sector, amounting to $15.8 billion, but they managed to cut it by $425 million. Will be seen as another masterstroke by the arch deal maker billionaire Bernard Arnault. The transaction has received regulatory approval, expected to close early next year. Will give LVMH's jewelry and watch division, which is the smallest part of its business, real scale, and of course strengthen its exposure to the US market.
Is that a cut price or a cut diamond sale?
Cut diamond price.
Cut diamond price.
Yes. Are you in the market for diamonds? I don't know. People, who's buying jewellery and diamonds? I just don't see.
People getting married?
Who's getting married?
Quite a few people, actually.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Actually, I went past somewhere the other day I was at, and there was a sort of a wedding ceremony or wedding reception of about sort of 30 socially distanced people. It looked a rather sad affair, I thought.
Yeah,
actually,
it's really a shame, isn't it, really? Because it just ruins people's big day.
It does.
Okay, foreign exchanges. Pound is still fairly buoyant.
Still just below 130 today as we inch towards the concept that a trade deal will eventually be agreed and economic pragmatism will come to the fore. Let's hope that's the case. Euro dollar coming at 116.5. €1.10 for your British pound this morning.
Interesting survey yesterday on YouGov saying that the majority of people would blame Boris Johnson if there isn't a trade deal with the EU.
I think that's probably fair to say, but we know that sovereignty is an important concept to this government and a price they think is worth paying for limited market access. So I think we will, as I say, get a deal. I'd like to be a thin trade deal that's focused on goods, but as I say, it's by no means inevitable.
But when you do a trade deal with anyone, you lose a certain amount of sovereignty, whether it's the EU or anybody else.
It's true, but the economic arguments around Brexit were never the ones that really won the day, it has to be said. So continuing to go down that route is probably a fruitless exercise.
And a good job there's plenty of sport on the TV this weekend as we enjoy our first weekend of lockdown. Will you be watching the rugby?
I'll be watching some of the rugby. The Masters isn't that far away. You think it's a weird time to be thinking about the Masters. We're a couple of weeks away from Augusta, which will be an interesting tournament. So, yeah, there's a bit of sport on to while away the hours. My recommendation for you, Netflix Fowler. I don't know if you've watched that yet.
What?
It's Fowler. It's amazing. It tells the Israeli-Palestine conflict from both sides of the story. Wonderful. I mean, it comes a bit repetitive by the third season. First two seasons are absolutely wonderful. Potts' recommendation for the weekend, stay invested, Fowler on Netflix.
This is a bit highbrow for you, isn't it? I thought you were more of a Peppa Pig type bloke.
No, no, I'm running at very high cultural levels in this house. I'm really elevated.
Did you watch Roadkill?
I've recorded it. I haven't watched it. Is it good or no?
The first episode isn't great. I mean, it's good, but the dialogue is pretty cheesy. But it does definitely improve, and I was hooked on it, so I binge-watched the whole lot.
We've been watching Undoing, or the first episode of Undoing. What I find annoying these days, particularly with that one, you want to watch all of them now, don't you? We've moved past the idea of waiting 7 days for the next episode. Just give us all of it now. Let's go for it.
Just the times we live in, better
Undoing,
stay in and stay safe.
This is true.
Okay, talk to you on Monday.
Look after yourselves.
You too. Hank Potts and Barclays.